Blog Talk Radio.
I want it all, baby. Yeah, Shawn Michaels. The world is mine.
Welcome to another episode brought to you by USA Blog Network. This is your man, Babyface Monster. I'm your host tonight. We got a dope show, as always, for y'all. We got Shawn Michaels, who has been doing his thing for a while now, and now he's come to the forefront with his latest single, Party Tonight. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
In the building, man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, man. Your show popping, man. Want to call in and holler at everybody. Tell them what's up.
Really appreciate you, bro. All right, so now, like I said, you just dropped a new single, Party Tonight. We just listened to one of the other singles. It's called One It All. Really what people want to know is about Resurrection, the album, right? So you said...
Yeah.
It's now time for Shawn Michaels to resurrect, and he won it all. So what does that mean?
Basically, I was rapping a little bit back in the day. You know, I had to take a long pause on everything, and kind of set back a little bit, you know, did the family thing for a minute, raised my daughter, and been out the game for a while. So, you know, I wanted to re-resurrect back in, you know, just come up and had to rebrand myself, you know, and now I'm just coming out like a beast, man. I'm finna take over the industry.
So that's what the album was all about, the resurrection.
The resurrection, a comeback, making a comeback, coming back in the game fresh and hard.
Yeah, I can feel that. I mean, the world loves a good comeback story, so definitely can't wait to see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
So you started way back, like, back in the golden era of hip-hop, is that right?
That's right, man. I was back, like, the Run DMC era, you know, Fat Boys and all that, you know. That's when I was doing my thing real hard, you know. And that's where the pause came in. And now, you know, the new game changed a little bit, and, you know, changed a lot, you know. And new music, new style, new flows, and, you know, so that's why I had to rebrand myself from head to toe, man, from the lyrics to the dress code, everything. And wow. And just come back out, man, and make it do it again.
Wow. So what do you think your keys are to staying relevant? Because when you first came out, I'm sure you had a different style. So explain that kind of that whole journey from where you were with the style and where you are now with the style.
Right. Well, you know, the style of music back then, you know, was totally different than what it is now. The rap flow was totally different back then than it is now. And so basically, you know, just recreating that new rap flow, you know, getting them banging hard beats, you know, and just listening to a lot of the top music that's out now, and want to be in the mix, but don't want to be like no one else. You know, I want to be different from everybody else, but I want to be right up in the mix with them. You know, I want to be like more like I'm like a trendsetter, not a trend follower.
Hmm. Well, I mean, party music is party music. You know, regardless of what era. Back in the day, we had like Two Live Crew. You know, you had a lot of good dance music that came out, you know, so, and now you're doing some great dance music now.
Right.
I would compare it to a few of the joints that I've heard come out, in particular, the Party Tonight sounds like it's got like that West Coast vibe, Chris Brown's Loyou or Kid Ink's Main Chick. You know, it's got that bouncy, airy, fun, up-tempo vibe where you just kind of controlling a party. So describe, like, how you came up with the concept of Party Tonight.
Well, Party Tonight, you know, just wanted to come up with something that instead of, you know, when we think of partying, we're thinking of the weekend, you know, mainly Friday or Saturday night, you know. So I'm like, all right, and, you know, parties now, you know, they have them on Sundays. They have day parties. They have through the week, you know, Wednesdays, you know, whatever day that somebody puts something together, you know. And so I'm like, hey, let's do this thing like every day of the week. Whatever day it is, whatever day people come together, we're going to do it. So we can do it 7 days a week if possible, you know. And so I just started putting everything together, man, and just made it come off like that.
Word. Yeah, that's the vibe I got from it, man. Is like you throw this on and this is your Saturday night right here in the crib, in the car.
That's right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Wherever you at, just turn all the way up.
Exactly. No matter what day it is, what time it is, you know, it's on. Let's party. Let's do it.
Word, man. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and announce the song. We're going to go ahead and give them a taste of it real quick. And then when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the album Resurrection.
Okay, for sure. All right, people, y'all get ready, man. The song that I created, the one I put out, I'm Shawn Michael. And y'all put your hands and put your ears to this speakers, man. Party Tonight. Check it out.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we gon' party. Saturday night, Sunday, Monday. stepping in. Raise your hands high in the air. Keep them down, keep them down. All the ladies in the club say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the fellas in the club say, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. Where the party's at? Where the party's at? Crank that shit, where the party's at? Damn that DJ side. We gon' party.
That's over here partying on a Wednesday night.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what's up. Then it's working. It's working exactly like I wanted it to.
So that right there was Party Tonight by your homie Shawn Michaels. That's off his newest album called Resurrection. Go and get that. You can go to his website, Shawn-Michael.com. Also, it's all across the USA Blog Network. So just type in your city, bangers with a Z at the end, or go to facebook.com/USA Blog Network to peep that, download the mixtape, the album, and all of that. So, man, are all of the songs on Resurrection that lively and have that same type of fun energy?
All the songs is not that hype. There's 11 cuts on there. I'll say about four of them is really, really hype. The other ones are mid-tempo, and then I got some real laid-back ones. But I tried to get a little bit of everything on that album. You know how some albums, they just have, like, one little, you know, flow for each song, and
right.
You kind of got that one vibe. So you can put this album in, and I guarantee you it would be at least one song on there that's going to catch your attention and you're going to love, because every song is literally different, and it's got its own hypeness, its own message, and everything.
Okay. So, what was the process of creating it? Do you already have your concepts and your material ready when you go into the studio, or do you create it on the spot and come up with the concepts in the studio while you're making a beat?
Now, I'm going to tell you, actually, I try to come up with ideas and things before, but my process for this album was, as I was searching and creating the beats and searching for my beats that I'm going to use on the album, once I listened to the beat for the first time, is an idea automatically pop in my head. And if I don't get that vibe on the song, I go to the next instrumental till I find that one that the idea automatically jumped. And once that idea jump out, when I'm listening to the music, that's the one I use, and I start writing to that just right there on the moment, you know. So on this album, I didn't pre-write nothing. As I'm creating it, I was coming up with the flow as I was creating the album.
Okay. I mean, is that normally your method, or was it something special with this one?
it was special with this one. And I was surprised myself, see, because, like I say, back in the day when I was doing it, I pre-wrote a lot of stuff, and really majority of stuff, and then we found beats to match my flow or my song. But on this one, it was totally opposite. I surprised myself. And actually, it worked out better this time. You know, I think this is some of the best work that I ever created, best studio album I've ever created. And I like the way this one went on disco.
Wow. So, I mean, you mentioned that you're trying to shock the world. Like, you want to change the world with your music and that comeback story, that resurrection.
Right.
What made you come back? Like, what happened that made you come back to music? Cause I think you stepped away for a minute, right?
Yeah. Well, I stepped away. I had choices at the time I had to make. You know, I got a little girl. I started raising her single. I'm a single parent at the time.
Salute to you for that, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. And salute to the single females, mothers, man. It ain't no joke. I'm putting that out there. And fathers, whoever ain't doing what y'all need
to do, man.
Hey,
you and me
both,
man.
Step up, man. Yeah. Yeah, but
it's
so
rough.
Once
it's
I,
rough, man.
Yeah, it is, man. So once I stopped and raised my daughter, you know, through school, man, I made sure she graduated and everything, started doing her thing. Then it never left me. It always stayed in my soul, man. You know, like I said, I was just sitting back watching the game change, man. All these new artists coming up, music changing, it never left me. So once I had that opportunity again to kind of get back in it, and I didn't know I was going to get back in it, but I knew it just never left. So
it's just natural.
Once I got that opportunity.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how it happened, man. I just seen opportunity, and I jumped back in it, man, and just start back going at it head first.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we got a little bit of time, so we're going to play a little game. I'm going to say a title of one of the songs from Resurrection, and you just give me a one-sentence description so they can go and check it out. How's that?
Oh, cool. Sound good.
All right, so No Sleep, number one out, number one track.
No Sleep, for you and your girl, you and your lover, that song there is going to definitely make you enjoy your partner.
Okay. Girl Eye.
Girl Eye, that's the one that's you dreaming of your dream date or your dream woman or dream guy, you know, and that's the one that's going to put you in that mode.
Move me
is for the fellas, you know, for the ladies too, you know, that strip club banger, you know, how you feel
okay
when you're in the club.
Dream girl,
that's another one that's going to put you definitely in the mood because it's on a slower vibe. You and your mate could just sit back and enjoy each other off that cut as well.
All right. Bunch of Nothing.
That's a bunch of nothing. That's a funny one, but at the same time, it's real serious. The hook is crazy. I'm introducing a character in the hook. That y'all will be hearing about later. And when y'all listen to it, it's going to freak y'all out. It's crazy.
About Me?
About Me is me. That's summing me up in about 3.5 minutes. My life story. I put it all on the line right now in that song, About Me.
Man, track number 9, y'all.
Yeah.
Show More Love.
Show More Love is a world peace song. You know, all the craziness going on around the world. Hopefully that one there can bring everybody together, man, and just make them start caring for each other a little more, man. Showing more love.
Drop Slide.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
The last one, Drop Slide.
Drop Slide, oh yeah. Drop Slide is the new dance crave. That's the one that everybody can do. You don't have to have a dance partner in the club get up by yourself and just enjoy that song, you know, another dance song that's gonna hit the nation.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, man, y'all definitely go and make sure y'all visit the website Sean-Michael.com. He got a new 11-track CD for y'all to download. It's called The Resurrection. Of course, the two songs that we played tonight are on it. Party Tonight, the big single. Also, the other big single, One It All, that we listened to earlier. So make sure you support good music, y'all. I'm going to let you give us the some words before we get out of here. Definitely tell them what else you got coming up next, 2018, and then drop your handles, your Twitter, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Cool. Yeah, 2018, I got several shows lined up already. Hopefully I'll be hitting y'all city, wherever you at. You know, make sure y'all
Shout
come out and probably let me meet me, greet me. You know, I'm cool, man. Just come talk to me. I'm a very fun, loving person, man. You know, y'all can holler at me on Twitter. That's at MSD 411. You can holler at me on Instagram. That's I am Sean Michael 48. Facebook. That's Sean Michael 48. And also on my website as well, as my man been shooting it to you. That's Sean-Michael.com. And once you go to my website, you can get to everything from my website. And sign up, because I give away free goodies, man, and tickets when I'm coming to your town or whatever. So sign your information in there and get down with that. And hopefully I'll see y'all soon, man. But make sure y'all come holler at me. Come holler at me. Say what's up.
There you have it. The homie Sean Michael. Sean is spelled S-H-A-W-N. Of course, Michael. Go to the website. We got it popping on USA Blog Network with the Party Tonight. So definitely go and check that out. We got all of his links up on USA Bangers right now, and across the network. So, man, like I said, support good people, support good music. Man, I really appreciate you coming on the show, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me, man. Much love to y'all, man. Anything that I could do, man, to help y'all push along, man, please let me know. I'm down with it.
All right, salute to you, sir.
Yeah.
Happy holidays,
salute
bro.
To you guys. Yeah, same to
yes,
you, man,
sir.
And everybody have a happy new year, man.
All right, y'all. So that was another dope episode. You already know it's the dopeness interview series brought to you by USA Blog Network. If you haven't already followed us, go right now to IG, USA Blog Network. Follow us on Facebook, USA Blog Network. All right? And, man, until then, just listen to good music and good people. That's it. That's all. We out.
Yeah.
Peace.
Out.
I want it all, baby.
Thank you.